Digital manifold vs. analog gauges. The practical differences between analog gauge manifolds and digital ones. Accuracy. Automatic superheat / subcooling. Wireless probes, and where each still earns its place in the bag. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A manifold is how you read what a refrigeration system is doing. High side pressure, low side pressure, and a path to add, recover, or evacuate. The old standard is the analog manifold. Two needle gauges with a printed pressure temperature scale, hand valves, and three or four hoses. The newer standard is the digital manifold, pressure transducers and clamp-on temperature probes feeding a screen or your phone that reads pressures digitally and calculates superheat and subcooling for you in real time. Both measure the same physics. The difference is precision, convenience, and how much math the tool does so you don't have to. How it works. Analog gauges use a Burden tube, a curved metal tube that flexes as pressure changes, moving a needle. The face has a pressure scale plus temperature scales for common refrigerants printed in rings, so you can eyeball the saturation temperature for a given pressure. You read the pressure, find the corresponding temperature on the ring for your refrigerant, then do the superheat / subcooling subtraction in your head with a separate thermometer. Digital manifolds use electronic pressure transducers far more precise than a needle and temperature clamps on the lines. The unit holds the PT data for dozens of refrigerants in firmware, so it converts pressure to saturation temperature instantly and subtracts your line temperature automatically. Superheat and subcooling appear on the screen live, updating as you charge. Many also read a connected micron gauge, log data, and push readings to a phone app for graphs and reports. The accuracy gap matters most on high-pressure refrigerants. A needle that's a few PSI off on R410 throws your saturation temperature off by a degree or two, a calibrated transducer holds tighter, and the tool does the conversion without parallax or arithmetic mistakes. In the field, how techs actually use each, charging by superheat or subcooling. The digital manifold is a real-time saver. It shows superheat / subcooling changing as you add refrigerant, so you dial the charge in by watching one number trend toward target instead of stopping to read, look up, and subtract repeatedly. Fewer math errors, faster. Quick pressure check / is it even running? An analog set is fast, rugged, needs no batteries, and costs less. For a fast yes / no, plenty of techs still grab analogs. Evacuation. A digital manifold or a standalone micron gauge is the way. Analog gauges can't read vacuum meaningfully, they bottom out at 29 inches. You need micron resolution. Documentation. Digital tools log and export readings for the customer file or warranty. Analog can't. Cold / wet / abusive conditions. Analog has no electronics to fail. Some guys keep an analog set as a rugged backup. Normal values and targets. Analog gauge accuracy. Typically around plus or minus 1 to 2% a full scale. Fine for a gross check. Looser at the high end of R410A. Digital transducer accuracy. Commonly around plus or minus 0.5 to 1% a full scale or better, with finer resolution reads to the single PSI. What you're comparing against. Target superheat depends on indoor wet bulb and outdoor dry bulb on a fixed orifice system. A TXV / EEV system targets a set superheat often about 8 to 14 degrees, and you charge to subcooling often about 8 to 12 degrees, but always the data plate value. The tool just makes those numbers appear. You still need to know the target. Micron range. For evacuation, you need a tool that reads down to 500 microns and below. That's micron gauge / digital territory, not analog. Common faults and what they mean. Digital superheat / subcooling reads wrong. Temperature clamp not making good contact. Clamp on the wrong line. Wrong refrigerant selected in the menu or transducer out of calibration. Garbage in, garbage out. The math is only as good as the probe contact and the refrigerant setting. Analog reading off, needle gauge knocked out of calibration, they drift, especially after a drop, parallax error reading at an angle, or reading the wrong refrigerant ring. Digital won't power / drops Bluetooth, dead batteries, cold killed batteries, or out of range wireless probes. The downside of electronics, both read low charge that isn't there, restricted hoses, partially closed valve, or a clogged Schrader letting you read a false low pressure. Tech tips and gotchas. The tool doesn't know the target. You do. A digital manifold calculates superheat to the tenth of a degree, but it can't tell you what superheat should be for that system and those conditions. Know the method. The tool just removes the arithmetic. Probe contact is everything on digital. A loose or poorly clamped temperature probe, or one in the sun throws superheat / subcooling off more than any transducer error. Insulate the clamp from ambient on the suction line. Pick the right refrigerant in the menu. Leaving it on the last job's refrigerant is a classic digital mistake. Every calculated number is then wrong. Keep analog as a rugged backup. No batteries, survives drops and cold, fast for a pressure glance. Many pros carry both. Calibrate slash verify periodically. Transducers drift too. Check against a known reference. Analog needles drift even more. Minimize hose connections to cut refrigerant loss when connecting slash disconnecting. Applies to both, but digital low-loss setups help. Safety slash code notes. Highside R410 slash A2L pressures exceed many older analog gauge ratings. Use gauges rated for the refrigerant's pressures. Recover refrigerant per EPA608 when removing charge. Don't vent through the manifold. For 2L refrigerants, use tools listed slash rated for 2L service where required and follow the equipment and refrigerant safety guidance.